AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A whirlwind day in Davos, Switzerland saw President Trump backing off his tariff threat against European allies over Greenland. Sagar Magani has details.
The abrupt cancellation came after the president said he and NATO's chief agreed on a framework of an Arctic security deal while meeting in Switzerland.
Really fantastic for the USA. Gets everything we wanted.
Without giving details. That was hours after an extraordinary speech in Davos, where the president said he wanted to own Greenland.
A piece of ice, cold and poorly located.
And vital to U.S. security, insisting NATO help America take Greenland from fellow ally Denmark.
It's a very small ask.
Earlier this week, the president threatened tariffs on Denmark and seven other allies starting next month, unless they helped transfer Greenland to U.S. control. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The news from Davos helped prompt a rebound on Wall Street. The Dow, S&P, and the Nasdaq all rallied about 1.2%, recouping at least some of yesterday's losses. The Supreme Court heard arguments over President Trump's attempt to fire Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook. Lisa Dwyer has this one.
The justices seemed inclined to keep Cook in her job. Justice Brett Kavanaugh, a Trump appointee, says,
"No remedy available, very low bar for cause that the president alone determines. I mean, that would weaken, if not shatter, the independence of the Federal Reserve."
No president has fired a sitting governor in the 112-year history of the Fed, which was structured to be independent of day-to-day politics. Justice Kavanaugh also raised questions on the future effects of the case.
What goes around comes around.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And an appeals court suspended restrictions on immigration officers' aggressive tactics in Minnesota. This is AP News. President Trump's departure from Washington ran into issues last night.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says about an hour after President Trump left Joint Base Andrews for the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Air Force One returned to Andrews because of a minor electrical issue. A reporter on board says the lights in the press cabin went out briefly after takeoff, and about a half an hour into the flight, reporters were told the plane would be turning around. Trump then boarded an Air Force C-32, a modified Boeing 757 used by the president for domestic trips to smaller airports. The two planes right now used as Air Force One have been flying for almost 40 years. Boeing has been working on replacements, but that work has faced a series of delays. The luxury Boeing jumbo jet gifted to Trump by Qatar is currently being retrofitted. Donna Warder, Washington.
With more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.